Feminist Fantasies, that reveals the feminist influence on the media, on college campuses, and right in your children's classrooms. Now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Now that America is importing most of the ingredients in our prescription drugs and the majority of the foods we eat, it's important to look behind the label. It may or may not tell you where the products come from. Your prescription drugs may be coming from communist China. Drug research in China has fallen under a cloud because 13 of the top 20 global drug makers have set up research and development centers in China. Yes, it's cheaper to do research there, but as one auditor said, with cheaper research comes greater risk. For example, researchers did not report the results of animal studies about a drug already being tested in humans, a breach described by the drug researchers as a mortal sin. Auditors also report that Chinese workers did not properly monitor clinical trials, and they paid hospitals in ways that could be seen as bribery. Free trade is bringing us fish raised in China's six rivers. By the time the fish swim to the fish ponds, the water has been accumulating raw sewage, agricultural pesticides, and the heavy metal output of poorly regulated industrial plants. China's planned purchase of pork producer Smithfield Foods for $4.5 billion has U.S. officials concerned about how this could affect the safety and availability of heparin. That's an important blood thinner derived from pig intestines that is widely used in U.S. heart surgery and kidney dialysis. In 2007 and 8, 94 Americans died after being treated with contaminated heparin. An increasing percentage of vaccines is manufactured in China and sold in U.S. pharmacies. China boasts of 30 vaccine-producing companies that will soon be producing 1 billion doses a year.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Want your voice heard? At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we want to hear your firsthand experience with the U.S. unemployment crisis. Where did the jobs go? Is the solution more government spending or cutting taxes? Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan, here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
This is the Alternative Media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended Constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth. The puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the New World Order. Prepare yourself. This is the Alternative Media with your host, Farron.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, the disinformation, lies, deceit, and corruption of the mainstream corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any resemblance whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, June 7th, 2014. We're in the second hour of the broadcast. We're not going to be doing a third broadcast live. It's going to be a rebroadcast today. Death and the family have got a funeral here in a short time to attend. It has been a different kind of week this week. If your parents is alive and well, love them, spend time with them. Everything can change in a moment in your life. And sometimes you need to reflect on that before it actually does. I wanted to get this story in. Everyone listening may be aware of this. I'm not. I wasn't. And maybe it has significance. Maybe it doesn't. You can judge this for yourself. It come in from the Huffington Post. The wife of Senator Ted Cruz, Republican from Texas, confirmed in an interview with the New York Times that the Tea Party star's opponents have been, confirmed what the Tea Party star's opponents have insinuated for weeks. The most vocal opponent of Obamacare enjoys high-priced health care through the investment bank, Goldman Sachs. Ted is on my health care plan, Heidi Nelson Cruz, who has worked in the firm's management division for 8 years, told the paper in a story published Wednesday. Cruz's plan through Goldman Sachs appeared to be an uncomfortable fact for the conservative center as he lambasted the health care reform law and helped drive what would become a 2-week government shutdown. In an exchange during Cruz's 20-hour anti-Obama marathon on the Senate floor, Dick Durbin tried unsuccessfully to get Cruz to admit where he gets his own coverage. Will the senator from Texas, for the record, tell us now, and those who watch this debate, whether he is protected and his family's protected? Cruz deflected the decision toward an unsecured diabetic woman that Durbin had been talking about earlier. A spokeswoman for Cruz confirmed to the Times that the senator gets his coverage through Goldman Sachs. The Wall Street Bank told the paper the coverage is worth at least $20,000 a year. So Ted Cruz's health care comes via Goldman Sachs and is worth $20,000 a year. I just thought this was an interesting story. I may be the last to know. I don't know. The senator is on his wife's plan, which comes at no cost to the taxpayer and reflects a personal decision about what works best for their family, the spokesperson said. As the Huffington Post noted, it's debatable whether such plans come at no cost to taxpayers. Employer-sponsored health plans are generally tax-deductible for companies, so Cruz's family's expensive health care plan presumably reduces Goldman Sachs' tax liability. So I just thought that was a little bit of an interesting story there that I wanted to get in today. And I tell you what, We're going to go ahead and start taking phone calls because I've only got about 45 minutes left in the broadcast. If you'd like to call in, join us today, 1-800-313-9443. We're going to go to the phones. I believe we have Art on the line.
Morning, Farron.
Art, how you doing today, sir?
Oh, well, I was doing okay until I listened to that video of the debate champions. Now, I was on the debate team in high school.
Spit hasn't it, Art?
Let me tell you what I heard.
Now, keep it friendly. We're on radio stations. So you have to keep it friendly.
Absolutely. The first two team of girls, I heard talking so fast, they were stumbling over their words. They weren't talking, they were reading a script. They used time and time again racial slurs. There was cursing. Sounded like they were trying to rap without being obvious that they were rapping. And the topic was the executive, war powers, limitations. And nothing I heard in what they were saying sounded anything even remotely connected to the topic. And it seemed more like a little crybaby session about how the black people are pushed down. The second team, a team of boys, one literally had music playing in the background while he was rapping, racial slurs, cursing, again, the same garbage. You know, when I was on the debate team in high school, and then we got to go back to like the 1970s for this, these guys would not have lasted the first five-minute round.
Oh, no, and I'll tell you, Art, I did, at first I thought this was some kind of joke or something, so I done a little investigating on it, and apparently there's two different ways schools now conduct debates, and this is one of them. And if this is not a window of insight into how far our educational institutions are out of touch with what should be reality, I don't know. I've sent that to a lot of people, and I've had a lot of feedback, and YouTube is full of these now. It's not a rare, I mean, you'll find a bunch of them if you want to look into it. Of course, that one sums it up, but these are considered champions, and it's a jaw dropper. It's a culture shock. I don't know really how to sum it up. And I'm glad you called in to share your thoughts on it, because I've had that on there for a couple of weeks and I've not had a lot of feedback other than people that I spoke to about it locally that I knew. And I said, hey, check this out. I don't know. If anyone else did something like that and used racial slurs like that, it would be touted as the most hateful hate speech. It would be demonized beyond belief. But here, this is glorified. I mean, it boggles my mind.
I'm sitting there and I'm listening to this and I'm thinking, this is the future of America? Really? These are the people that we are going to hand the reins to? You think we're in trouble now? My God, you ain't seen nothing yet. If this is what this country's got to look forward to, these are the future leaders. This country's done for, man. There is no hope.
Well, and you know, and I'm going to hold you through the break that's coming up, Art, but, you know, I hate to come on the radio and say what I've said in the previous hour. But that's where I'm at, and I can't help it. I can't give false hope. I can't come on here and say we're going to vote our way out of it. I can't come on here and say the Republicans is going to ride in on the white horse. I know it's not going to happen. Unfortunately, Art, and I want to get your opinion, it's just going to continue to get worse. It's what it's going to do. There's nothing to stop it.
No, there isn't. And you're right. There is no voting our way out of this mess. There is no changing anything with the way things are right now. There is only one solution, and that is these clowns are going to have to be physically dragged out on their ears put in shackles, tried, convicted, and executed. That's the only solution to this problem. I don't see any other way, because if this is what the schools are producing, we're done for. We are done as a nation. Period.
And you know, it's been a while back, and I don't know if you was listening or whatever. It may have even been 9 months ago. We had done a story about like an eighth grade exam from like 1918 or something like that. And I mean, it would be seniors in school today would never be able to pass it, is how much the education has changed. Stay for me through the break. We're coming up on the break. If you'd like to call in, join me, 1-800-313-9443. You're listening to The Alternative Media with Farron, joined by Art. Back in moments.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media, Farron in the studio. If you'd like to call in and join us today, 1-800-313-9443. Going to be taking your phone calls for the rest of the hour. Going to be rebroadcast next hour. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to be here. But I've got Art on the phone. John is holding. Art, you know, I've had several emails over the months that has criticized me for saying they are on the march and we are on the run, which is the opposite of what some radio hosts that we know say, and I firmly believe that I'm correct because if we are on the march and they're on the run, where is this march and run happening at? And what you just witnessed in that video is just another death knell in the future of this country and a death knell in the future for our children, because we're allowing this insanity to take place. And, you know, I refrained for a long time of coming on here and saying it was hopeless, because I felt like if I said that, it would make other people feel that way. But I can't not say it anymore, because it's the truth, and I can't help it. I hate it. I've already received a couple emails saying don't say that, but I can't help that. And I'm not sure how old you are, but you've lived through seeing what's transpired in this country. You went to school, you saw the education, you saw the difference, and you see the youth that we're producing today, and it's gut-wrenching to really see what's being handed off to our children, the debt, the education. I don't know. That one, I got that about 2 weeks ago, and it's been on my mind ever since, and I've left it on the website for people to check it out for themselves. Your thoughts, Art?
Oh, well, I've seen a half century come and go. That's as much as I will admit. And you're absolutely right. I mean, when I was in school, all right, my mom and my stepdad, they knew where, you know, my two sisters and I'm the oldest of three. Well, actually, I'm like the third in line of six, technically, because my stepdad had three of his own. We're kind of like the Brady Bunch. But when we were in school, our parents knew where we were in our books and in our education. And every Thursday, we would sit at the dinner table, and while Mom was cooking and Dad was doing paperwork for his business, we would get quizzed. And three times a year, because we had major exams three times a year plus our finals, we would get a major quiz. And it would be stuff just picked random from our books. And we'd get quizzed by our parents to make sure that we knew what we'd been learning, so that when it came time for finals and stuff, we passed. It was not parents took an active role. And I know I'm going to piss a few of you off, and you know what? I don't care. Because I've heard people call in and complain about me saying this very thing. I blame the parents, because the parents are not taking an active role in their child's education. And as far as this fluster clock in Washington, I blame the American people, because we as a people have failed our founders when they tried to make us understand it is up to us to do our due diligence. It is up to us to hold Washington accountable. And we as a people have failed to do that. So you can sit there and you can point the fingers at Washington all day long. You can point the fingers at Goldman Sachs and Bank of America and the IMF and the Bank of International Settlements. And you can point the fingers at the Illuminati and anybody you want to. But you are ultimately responsible, because you and me, our parents, our grandparents, we failed our nation, our children, and our future. And there's only one way we're going to clean this mess up, and that is we have to step up, draw the line, say no damn more.
Well, I'm with you. Let me get your opinion on this, and then we'll go to John. But you know, it's obvious to anyone that's paying even a little bit of attention that it is a concerted effort to keep illegal aliens coming into the country. I mean, they absolutely won't do it. They actually encourage it. They're flying them to different parts of the country and dropping them off at bus stations. I mean, it couldn't be any more obvious. But you know, this is a divide and conquer by keeping us racially divided. We don't unite to come against the real enemy. It's diabolical, and it's working so successfully. And you can tell people that. You can tell them that, and you can prove that to them. But I guess everybody's like me. They don't know exactly what they can do about it. We feel helpless because the voting box is is a sham and is just, you know, just a complete sham at this point. And people see the problems and they feel so helpless. I feel helpless at times. I mean, I feel so disgusted with the whole sickening mess. But I mean, I can't disagree with you at all, Art. I mean, this thing has gradually happened and it's picking up speed and it is getting much, 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 much worse. And to me, if the stock market collapsed tomorrow or whatever happened and it was the end of this whole sham system, it would be fine with me. I'd like for it to happen while I'm young enough to put up a good fight and deal with it and hope for the best on the other side. But I'll give you the last word, then we'll go to John in Tennessee. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I totally agree with you. And I call it the snowball rolling downhill effect. That's what this is. And, you know, I don't know what it's going to take to get people to really step up. The thing is, not enough people are angry, and that's really what this is going to take. The only true revolution that works, the only way a nation is ever saved, is when the people get tired and decide that they're no longer going to be afraid. They only have, you know, energy for anger. That's when things change. When you get angry, that's when things change. And that's what it's going to take. Until then, nothing's going to change. And yes, I know some of the things, and I've had John and others complain about some of the things I say, but you got to understand, folks, I'm not here to be liked. I'm not here to make friends. You may not like what I say. And, you know, complain all you want about how many shows I call or how often I call, but understand this. What I'm saying is nothing different than what you are thinking. The difference between you and I is I'm not afraid to say it.
Hey, thanks.
And I don't care what your skin is. I don't care what race you are. I don't care what religion you practice. You're right, Farron. They keep us racially divided, but they're also keeping us divided by using religion as a weapon, too. And I don't care what race you are. I don't care what religion you practice. If you love freedom, if you love liberty, and you believe in the principles of these things, I will stand by your side. I will fight at your side. But don't stand there and cry and complain if you're not willing to fight. Thanks, Farron.
Hey, amen. Thanks for the phone call. We're going to go to John in Tennessee, patiently holding. Then we got Ronnie in North Carolina. John, how you doing today? Breck's going to catch you, but we're going to hold you over. So how you doing today, John?
I'm doing well. You know, you and Art are both correct. Well, you know, Art was talking about when he was young and going to school and his parents. Farron, when I went to school, I'm a little bit older than both of you probably, but I remember coming home. And my dad looking at the math that I was going to do, and, well, that's new math. We never did it that way. Folks, you know, why do you think they call it long division?
Hold that thought for me. We're coming up on that break. We'll get you on the other side. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Dozens of diseases ranging from the common cold and flu to MRSA and pneumonia are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Fortunately, a simple, safe, and effective alternative exists. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that is safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold and yeast, and a limited number of parasites. It can even purify water. Supernatural Silver comes in both liquid and gel for internal or external use. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, research institutions, and nursing homes, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon in the fight against disease. To see how Supernatural Silver can give you and your loved ones protection and peace of mind, go to SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off and like us on Facebook.
That moment of panic, sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone, frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. Whatliesinyourdebt.com has solutions. Whatliesinyourdebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few thousand bucks during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Get the hardest-hitting rebel newspaper of them all by mail anywhere in the CSA or U.S., for the next 12 issues, send $25 cash, check, or money order to TFF, P.O. Box 385, Silver Hill, Alabama, 36576.
A dreamer, but my heart's a gold. I had a runaway high, so I
taking your phone calls a little early today. If you'd like to join us, 1-800-313-9443. I've got John from Tennessee on the phone and Ronnie in North Carolina on hold. John, go ahead with your thoughts. The break interrupted you there.
All right. Well, this is kind of off topic, but I'll try to tie it in. Basically, Farron, a normal long division problem, we may have to go through 7 steps to complete it. Foreign countries, if you'll do a search on it, you'll educate yourself a little bit. You can do a 7-step division problem in about 3 steps. And if you remember when you were going to school, you'd have some kid in the classroom that was from a family that may have been from Poland or Korea or what have you, and they would be using their hands. And the teacher would say, Tommy, don't count on your fingers. Well, you know, we were in a decimal system. Lo and behold, Farron, we got 10 fingers. Your hands, you're not counting on your hands, but if God give you the ability to use your fingers as a calculator to actually do multiplication and division, and he knew, why not do it? Unless, of course, Farron, you want the American children and the American people to be intentionally, like Charlotte Isabey talked about, be dumbed down so that they're lagging behind and they're bringing up the rear in the world as far as mathematics and scientific knowledge and what have you. When I would come home from school, I went to school in Detroit Public Schools because I had to. There was no homeschooling. And if my parents had kept me out of school, they'd have been in jail. There were eight kids, and my dad was the only one that worked. So when I would come home from school at the dinner table or after dinner, the education continued. The spelling continued. My dad would tell me, you take a test, you take a quiz. They're telling you the wrong way to do it, but do it the way that they want you to do it. But this is how you really do it. So, yes, Art, I agree with you entirely. The parents have failed. But the parents have failed because they're manipulating the economy with the currency, devaluing the money, inflating the economy, and rather than put his kids or his wife or his family on the street, dad worked longer hours. So that interaction between parent and child went away. That's why the house is divided. That's why mom went to work. That's why, you know, every problem that this world is involved in, that's what it revolves around. You got money, and you got to have money to live because it's their system. Anyway, here's why I called, actually, and I'll be quick. I heard last week, or actually 2 or 3 days ago, that China and Russia have turned from the dollar, that American companies that are buying products from China are having to pay in yuan or rupees. If that's the case, folks, you better hold on to the saddle horn because this country's going for a ride. You haven't seen anything yet, and it's going to happen quick.
That is definitely in the making, this great big 30-year gas deal they made. They're trading outside the dollar. Iran is getting involved in it. I mean, these countries know, John, that they can drop the dollar and drastically hurt America. And the only people asleep at the wheel seem to be the American people that don't realize how devastating that will be. And she's a-coming. It's just like you're standing there. The train is way off. You hear the whistle. You know she's coming. You don't have to see it quite yet. But she's on the way. But the American people, the average American, I'm not talking about listeners to RBN, but the average American people, they do not know what the circumstances of these events is going to be to this country.
Farron, I said it in 07. I had a blog that Google actually pulled down, and I've been trying to find it on the Wayback Machine. But I said it in 07 that there is no need for any foreign country to go to guns and rockets and bomb war with the United States. All they have to do is create economic warfare. Destroy the country. Hey, I want my money. And by the way, I don't want any of your funny monopoly money. I want something that's got value. I'm demanding payment. The borrower's servant to the lender. They call the debt, and America is done for. We don't make anything here anymore. And unfortunately, most talk hosts and local talk radio, the educated ones, the facilitators, and the, you know, all the rest of it, hey, we're a service-oriented economy. Well, that's fine, I guess, unless Mexico gets mad and our military have no uniforms, and Pakistan gets mad and our military have no underwear and socks, and China gets mad and our military run around barefoot. We don't even make our weapon systems here anymore, not to say that foreign countries are necessarily our enemy. Our own government, folks, is our enemy.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the things you're saying is true. And before I let you go, I wanted to, one thing that you made me think of when you were talking about how children are being raised and parents, to change the subject slightly. So this generation that we've got now is the first generation babysat by television, you know, indoctrinated by the television. You know, a lot of parents just shove their kids in front of the television. They watched it for hours, and we've seen what's happened with television. You know, Leave It to Beaver's over. And now it's RuPaul and all this other stuff. You know, it's unfit for children to watch, but that's what they see. And then the violent video games. And then the people sit back and wonder when children run out and shoot other children and all this violence and all this mayhem after their brain has been fed nothing but sex and violence and subliminal messages and violent video games their entire life. And then the experts sit back and wonder, what's going on with the youth when they're acting out like this? I mean, it's as obvious as the nose on your face why the situation is this way. And I do blame the parents for not supervising their children. But we're just going to see more, John. We're just going to see more.
You want your mind blown? Think about this, okay? Think about Sleeping Beauty. The witch goes to the mirror on the wall, and the mirror says, "Hey, Queen, you're not the prettiest of all anymore." And then think about it as a surveillance society. Think about the 1960s romper room. That lady, and I used to watch it, she'd say, "I see Johnny," and I'm going, "She's looking at me." Well, guess what, folks? That little mirror that the romper room lady had was telling you what was coming, and no one was listening, and your kids were being entertained and desensitized to the point where now our televisions have cameras in them. Read Psalm 139, and that's God talking, and then put it in light of the global surveillance society and Homeland Security. And they're trying, fearing their very best to be gods, to dominate, to control every aspect of our lives.
And they're doing they've got off to a great start. Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We're going to go to Ronnie in North Carolina. Then we've got Tom in Brooklyn. Thanks for holding, Ronnie. How you doing today? And I'll hold you through the upcoming break.
I'm doing good, sir. Listen, everybody ahead of me had everything to say that I've got to say. So I'm not going to expound on the political stuff. I'm going to slide over for a minute to the bees. You know, Monsanto put out a new Roundup-type spray for this spring that is even more potent than Roundup was to combat whatever they're trying to combat. Anyway, it is killing the bees. You know, I have a lot to do with the farmers markets and the beekeepers in our area. And these guys have lost between 6-17 hives just at the beginning of this season. So, you know, thank you, Roundup. And one of my main reasons for getting on Monsanto and fighting it as much as I possibly can on my little end is down the road. There's something I'll tell you about at a later time. It's not only the bees' DNA that Monsanto says that they can change. They say we don't need bees because they can take the DNA of bees to make honey. Gee, I really want to eat that honey. But anyway, there's also a downline of changing humans' DNA. And I'll tell you about that at a later time because that really jeopardizes our soldiers and our bees. And thank you for everybody that spoke ahead of me. And, hey, we wouldn't have the freedom if it wasn't for all the veterans and all the military guys' bravery. Thank you. I'm gone.
Hey, thanks so much for the phone call. We're going to go to Tom in Brooklyn. Tom, the break's going to get you, but I'll hold you over. How you doing today, sir?
Okay, good to talk to you this morning. I've got two major things that I'd like to bring to the airwaves. Both of them have been addressed previously. A gentleman in Tennessee addressed them quite eloquently. I'm not that eloquent, you know. I'm just an average nuts and bolts guy. But in 1967, there was a young colonel in Maxwell Air Force Base.
Hold that thought for me, Tom. We're coming up on that break. I'll let you tell that on the other side. Stay with me. If you'd like to call in, 1-800-313-9443. Listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in moments.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
The current declaration of martial law and coup in Thailand, while significantly impacting tourism, has been met by expats and in-country tourists with a what-coup attitude. While internal political changes must be made before the upcoming elections, the curfew is now largely ignored in tourist areas. Translation? Great hotels and cheap flights at unheard-of savings. Veterans, VA lost your paperwork again? Visit AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com for life-saving treatments and surgery at fractions of U.S. prices. And a really cool vacation afterwards. Hit us up at AsiaRunLikeHellGuide.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExtendoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExtendoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years, and ExtendoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExtendoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExtendoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the studio, taking your phone calls 1-800-313-9443. I'm joined by Tom in Brooklyn. Tom, the break interrupted your thoughts. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, not a problem. In 1967, a blue paper report was given by Colonel Benton Parton, okay, who later became General Parton. But he, I'm going to give you a brief overview. It was very comprehensive. A brief overview of it. It said that the United States government was going to gravitate towards their former enemies, okay? What they were going to do is either one or the other or both simultaneously and open trade with them. And then he says as we transfer all of our technology and all of our manufacturing base to our former enemies, they will economically attack us or physically attack us, because they have no use for us. And that was in 1967, okay? He wrote that in 1967. Now, the perestroika deception and Lunev's work, all of that stuff, which is supposed to be genius, is just the you know, changing around the words of what Ben wrote in 1967. So, folks, listen to me carefully. I'm not a very brilliant man, but I'll tell you right now, we are living in a scripted society, okay? This does not happen by chance.
It has been 50 years in the making, 60 years in the making at all times, and the projections go on forever. Now, on the other situation that you were talking about, Farron, with the kids and everything, I ran into a really interesting thing myself, and I had to laugh, and I realized that even nice people with the greatest of intentions really think that they're informed, and they have got no clue as to anything, okay? I don't watch stupid television, okay? I read books. I have a library, okay? And there's really nothing on television interesting. And if I want something, I'll get a movie. But so I don't watch television. So I'm walking through the mall one day, and I see this jovial character, you know, and he says hello to me. I said hello. And he's got a red T-shirt with a sponge on it, something that looks like a sponge with eyes and all. So I says, hey, buddy, what's that on your shirt? And he says, that's SpongeBob. I says, oh, SpongeBob. I didn't know that. He says, you didn't know that. Don't you have a TV? I said, no. You don't have a TV. This is SpongeBob. My kids love this. They watch this 4 or 5 hours a day, right? He must be some kind of a retard that you didn't even know that this is SpongeBob. And he starts laughing. And I laughed at him. I says, you park your kids in front of a talking sponge 5 hours a day, and I'm a retard?
Well, you know, and that is funny, Tom. And, you know...
It's representative of the people. They are clueless, and they are clueless about being clueless.
Yes, that's a great way to put it. And you know, look, we're reaping the harvest of this now. We've got this whole society. I saw a vehicle here in Greater Davie County. I guess they were heading toward the beach. Some high school students, and on the side they had on their vehicle. You know, because graduation just happened. All that. It had twerking train, you know, and I just thought, wow, you know, look at what our.
Well, I thought Michelle Obama was giving twerking lessons to the Queen of England. You know what? Our entire society, all right, is to make unqualified people. You become codependent on unqualified people and things of little or no consequence whatsoever. It's the shirking of personal responsibility and personal self-esteem. Okay? The bottom line here is everything. My pastor used to call the television set the eye of Satan. Think about it.
Well, you know, the television, to me, Tom, is the greatest hypnotizer in the history of the world. The society is a reflection, to me, of what we see on television. The more violence there is on television, the more violence there is in society, the more the television glorifies sex and homosexuality. That's what we see in society. The more they condone it, the more it's condoned in society. And, you know, just in my lifetime, it's changed so much, and it's all for the detriment of
our... Look at it this way. You used to have to go into battle to get the stimulation. So as the human body became less adapted to the physical, it goes into the mental, and as it goes into the mental, they can watch and stimulate with games, you know, video games or anything like that, or all kind of movies and this, that, and the other stuff that they should be. I got people, it's a nice day today. Oh, it's a nice day today, and then they go in the house and play video games. Are you totally retarded? Nice day, I go out, you know, do a little shooting, do a little hunting, do some fishing, take a good walk. Nothing wrong with that. And sure, you can play those games when you come home at night. You know, why bother?
Well, you know, Tom, growing up, going to church and that kind of thing, you saw kids out riding bicycles. You saw families with their neighbors grilling out outside, front porch, whatever. Now you ride by and you just see the blue glow through the window. Everybody's in the house. They're watching TV. It can be, you know, 93-degree day. It's beautiful summertime.
Aaron, have you gone to a restaurant or a bar and seen the glow on the people's face when you walk in? They're not even talking to each other. They'll have somebody 4 feet away and they'll text to them.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
I've never seen such lunacy in my life. And you know what? I don't text. I have a cell phone when I'm on the road, and I don't text. And I said, you know what? I'm not a text monkey. Millions and millions of dollars have been invested in a technology for good voice quality. And to reduce that fine instrument, right, to nothing more than an 1800s telegraph, you know?
when you see the youth, in stores or on the side of the street or whatever. They're all looking down at their little box. Everybody's living in a little box. They're either staring at their phone that's a box, or staring at their computer that's a box, or staring at their TV that's a box. They live in a box.
Who controls the box? Who controls the box? The bottom line here is you're being programmed. You're being conditioned. You want to know something right now? I've actually seen people suicidal because their cell phones are not working.
Oh, or yeah, they have help for that now. It's like Alcohol Anonymous. They have Internet Anonymous. If you don't have the Internet and you go through the, you go get therapy for that. We got about 1 minute left. I'll give you the last word. Thanks for the phone call.
Well, I just want to tell everybody, remember the liberty, okay? Remember the people who made it the country that it is. And we Americans have the most duplicated mindset in the world. It's just that when these things are being said, they're not being processed. They become history. And when they become history, somebody from somewhere else will quote them, and you'll take that for total genius. Have a wonderful weekend, Vern.
Hey, thank you so much for the phone call. Thank you so much for the phone call. We're going to be coming up on the top of the hour break. No, probably not my best broadcast here today. It's just been a week like that, and I apologize. I'll be back in for him next week, hopefully. Had several stories I didn't get to, and if you're wanting to look into some of this, Natural News did a great story this past week about finding 25,000 times higher mercury levels in vaccines. I'm probably save this, get into it next week. Also, we had a story coming in from RT.com, testing of methane concentration in water of Parker County, Texas, indicates a link between the dangerous high levels of natural gas in local water supplies and hydraulic fracturing. Of course, if you've, I've covered what's going on here in North Carolina. They couldn't get that through Raleigh fast enough. Also, 37.2% not in the labor force, 36-year high. CNS News, as the economy continues to unwind, no matter what the lying television tells you, and the U.S. to give Ukraine $18 million in military aid. Just unbelievable. We don't have money to take care of our veterans, but we still go around the world as the big philanthropist, even though we're the most bankrupt nation in the history of the world. I mean, it just to watch the news unfold and ride around and see what's happening in this society. And if you have not done so, please go to the website, thealternativemedia.com. Scroll down, watch your debate champions. Next week, maybe have some comments. I really enjoyed Art calling in and commenting on it. Had some great phone calls today with John and Ronnie and Tom. Support Republic Broadcasting. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. Support Republic Broadcasting. And until next week, this is Farron saying, when they come for your gold, give them a lead. And when they come for your guns, give them the bullets first, and God help us all.
With finance.